Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever wondered why God performs or manifests miracles in our daily lives? You know, there are some people who say the age of miracles is over, that it ended with the disciples. However, I believe that philosophy is scripturally wrong and bears witness in my life, because there have been miracles in our lives, baby.
That's the truth.
If we fully understand why God performs miracles, then we'll understand why they're as important today as they were during the days of the disciples. A careful review of scripture reveals that miracles, signs, and wonders make believers out of the lost. Frankly, that's why there are so many awesome, miraculous signs that manifest in third world countries. In areas where voodoo or other ritualistic demonic practices exist, the evidence of signs and wonders is compelling when viewed by unbelievers. Here are 13 scriptural reasons why, hallelujah, miracles make believers today. Number one, John 2:23, in the Classic Amplified Bible. But when he was in Jerusalem during the Passover feast, many believed in his name, identified themselves with his party, after seeing his signs, wonders, and miracles, which he was doing. Truthfully, we don't need 13 scriptural examples, because this one verse confirms the validity of miracles being used to create believers. So here's the question. If this approach to evangelism was effective then, do we honestly think that God would stop that process? On the contrary, I think God would want signs, wonders, and miracles performed throughout the earth, frankly, just like he's doing.
Number two, John 4:48 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and miracles happen, you people never will believe, trust, have faith at all." Jesus confirms the importance of signs and miracles in the unsaved, believing in Jesus. Miracles and faith often go hand in hand.
Hallelujah. Number three, John 11:42. John 11:42 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Yes, I know. You always heard and listened to me. But I have to say on this account of and for the benefit of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you did send me, that you have made me your messenger." This is what Jesus said right before he raised up his good friend Lazarus from the dead. There may be times, infrequent or frequent, when God uses you as a vessel to bring miracle manifestation to a fellow believer. Always remember, God is using you for a miracle manifestation that he may be glorified right here on planet Earth.
Number four, John 12:37. John 12:37 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Even though he had done so many miracles before them, right before their eyes, yet they still did not trust in him and failed to believe in him." Listen, the enemy of our souls is cunning. He'll do what he can to negate miracles from being manifested in our lives. And listen, the longer I live, the more I totally believe that there is no such thing as circumstance. Things don't just happen accidentally. You may have been the recipient of a miracle before, yet the enemy will beat you up trying to convince you that the days of miracles are gone and that was just a coincidence. Believe me, it wasn't.
Nope. And he's a liar.
He is a liar.
Number five, John 14:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. you cannot trust me, at least these works that I do in my Father's name, let them convince you. Here's a reason why each of us should believe. John 14, 12 and 13. John 4, 12 and 13 in the Living Bible. In solemn truth, I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done, and even greater ones, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask him for anything using my name, and I will do it. For this will bring praise to my Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you. There are two verses that promise that every believer is empowered to do the same miracles. Luke 10:19, Classic Amplified. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Luke 24:49 in the Living Bible. And now I will send the Holy Spirit upon you, just as my Father promised. Don't begin telling others yet. Stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven.
This is powerful. And then Acts 1:8 in the Classic Amplified. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the ends, the very bounds of the earth.
What are the greater works?
Hallelujah.
Turning water into wine, multiplying food, restoring a severed ear, healing all manner of sickness, disease, casting out demons, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, and many, many other works of deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Number 6, Acts 2:43. Acts 2:43 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And a sense of awe, reverential fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were performed through the apostles, the special messengers. Miracle manifestation begins with a reverential fear of the Lord, and our respect is multiplied many times because of our obedience. According to dictionary.com, awe is defined as an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, fear, etc., produced that which is grand, sublime, extremely powerful, or the like. In awe of God, in awe of great political figures, and the power to inspire fear or reverence. You know, signs, wonders, and miracles create a sense of awe among unbelievers that lead them to their salvation.
Number 7, Acts 4:30.
Acts 4:30 in the Classic Amplified Bible says,
while you stretch out your hand to cure and to perform signs and wonders through the authority and by the power of the name of your Holy Spirit, your child and servant, Jesus. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hands hold a significant place in the scripture. When the soldiers came to take Jesus captive in the Garden of Gethsemane, the first thing they did was to bind his hands. Why? Those hands had made mud, placed it on the eyes of a blind man that allowed him to instantly see. Those hands took 5 loaves and 2 fishes from young lad and fed a multitude of people. Those hands had been a point of contact for a great host of people who found his healing touch brought instant relief to their sick and suffering bodies. Those hands, hear me now, those hands had resurrection power, and so do yours.
Hallelujah. Number 8, Acts 5:12. Acts 5:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now, by the hands of the apostles, special messengers, numerous and startling signs and wonders were being performed among the people. This is just another example of Holy Ghost power being released through the hands of the apostles, releasing signs, wonders, and miracles among the people.
Hallelujah. Number 9, Acts 8:13 in the Classic Amplified. Even Simon himself believed, he adhered to, trusted in, and relied on the teaching of Philip. And after being baptized, devoted himself constantly to him, and seeing signs and wonders of great power, which were being performed, he was utterly amazed. See, once again, signs and wonders of great power creates a sense of awe among the people, even including Simon.
Number 10, Acts 14:3 in the Classic Amplified. So Paul and Barnabas stayed on there for a long time, speaking freely and fearlessly and boldly in the Lord. Somehow my scripture just disappeared off the screen. Let me read this to you again. So Paul and Barnabas stayed on there for a long time, speaking freely and fearlessly and boldly in the Lord, who continued to bear testimony to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be performed by their hands. Miracles produce testimonies, which instills faith among those who view them. And we need to look at our hands in a different way.
Yes, we do. Number 11, Acts 15:12, Classic Amplified. Then the whole assembly remained silent, and they listened attentively as Barnabas and Paul rehearsed what signs and wonders God had performed through them among the Gentiles. Now, the Message Bible translation of that verse says, there was dead silence. No one said a word. With the room quiet, Barnabas and Paul reported matter-of-factly on the miracles and wonders God had done among the other nations through their ministry. The silence deepened. You could hear a pin drop.
Wow. 12, Acts 19:11 in the Classic Amplified. And God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. You know, there is a transference of anointing as revealed in the Message Bible translation of Acts 19:11. It says God did powerful things through Paul, things quite out of the ordinary. The word got around and people started taking pieces of clothing, handkerchiefs and scarves and the like that had touched Paul's skin and then touched the sick with them. The touch did it. They were healed and whole.
Hallelujah. And number 13, Romans 15:18-19. Romans 15:18-19 in the Living Bible. I dare not judge how effectively he has used others, but I know this. He's used me to win the Gentiles to God. I've won them by my message and by the good way I've lived before them, and by the miracles done through me as signs from God, all by the Holy Spirit power. In this way, I have preached the full gospel of Christ all the way from Jerusalem clear over to everywhere.
Someplace, yes. In
everywhere.
Greek.
Listen, we're going to stop. We're actually a little bit over. But I want you to write down Romans 15:18-19. And if you can, read it in the Living Bible today, because you'll find 7 keys to miracles creating believers in those 2 verses. For instance, I dare not judge how effectively he used others. 1. But I know this. He's used me to win Gentiles to God. 2. My message and by the good way I've lived before them. 3. By the miracles done through me as signs from God. 4. All by the Holy Spirit's power. 5. In this way, I have preached the full gospel of Christ. 6. And I preached it everywhere. 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, go to HaroldHerring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trail.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.